You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This week, Tom won't shut up about Jeebus. David nearly passes out in the back of the church from his new addiction, and Chloe gets cast in a mini documentary because of her YouTube fame. So let's strap down, strap in, and let's do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I am Tom, the host, the man with the most. I don't know where this is going, but we're going with it. We're still going with it. And also, we've got my good friends, co-hosts. We have David, whose sat-nav voice is rumored to be a recording of his own slightly panicked directions during a tricky reverse maneuver. And the fantastic Chloe, who believes that every truck should come with a mandatory first aid snack box stocked according to her personal preferences. See, I thought you'd like that one there.
I genuinely do believe that, yeah.
That's awesome.
We're just going full into this AI. Should we just really call it the AI podcast at this point here? Because we're just
it would be interesting if I could. You know what's funny? I have because this is Tom's podcast and it's his account. It's his account that we're using and doing all this recording and all that kind of stuff. I can have Tom say whatever I want because it remembers the sound of his voice and everything and his the way he talks and all that. So I've actually made it to where. He has said some really ridiculous things. This was a while ago, though,
that you did this. And obviously, technology has vastly improved since that time there.
David doesn't even need us, technically. He could do a whole podcast without us.
Could you imagine? I genuinely thought, I have now recordings of my dad. And for those people who don't know, my dad passed away when I was very, very young. And I found these recordings of his voice. And there is enough to make a very rudimentary AI voice. There's about 10 minutes, which is the base minimum that you need. But I don't know how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that might be too much. I feel a little bit spooky, creepy shit like that.
Yeah, well, I've seen people with their grandparents, their parents who they've never even, grandparents they've never even met and all that kind of stuff move around in a picture. You know, just
where you hug you and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. And like, that's so weird where you can just take a person and just have them hug or do whatever, you know, kind of like say hello or have it's so weird. Like, we're only touching the tip of the iceberg when it comes to that stuff, but can we try not to talk about too much AI this week?
Yeah, that's fine. But before we just very quickly before we do, I just need to talk about my game preview, but just very quickly that I've been working on because I've been using there's a piece of software called Grok. You don't need to know much about it. Those people who are listening, you don't need to know much about it. It's just a program that you use to make games, and it has been running so fucking slowly. It was you watched this during the tests, David, do you remember, and how it was just aid at how slow it was. It was shocking.
When it loaded
the game, when it first loaded up, stuff like that, it would take up to 3 minutes to load it. I've got a Core i9, 32 gigs RAM, NVMe, all this sort of, it's a quick computer. It should not be taking that. Do you know what it was? After 2 days, and by the way, I tried forums, I tried everything like that. I tried fucking all things. I then eventually decided, right, I'm going to ask Gemini and see if Gemini can talk me through this shit because I'm not finding the solution anywhere. I was with it an hour working this stuff out. We went through all the troubleshooting shit. And then it's like, why are you trying to unplug in the keyboard? I'm like, fucking AI's gone off its head. Stupid fucking thing. Unplugged the keyboard, worked perfectly.
It just loads right up.
It just loads like that. The keyboard was the problem for some bizarre reason. I could not fucking tell you.
Would you not use the keyboard in it or something?
So it's basically something to do with the drivers for the keyboard fucks the entire thing. Don't know how, don't know why, it just does. Google did explain to me, and I'm good with technology, but even I was like, I don't get what you're talking about. It was like it was saying about some at 1,000 and then 250, and I'm like, nope, you have fully fucking lost me on this. You have gone far too into this for me. But yeah, I just thought I'd say
that's interesting. So yeah. I didn't realize you were using Grok to do the coding. I thought you were just using
You've
Gemini.
Seen it. I've shown you.
You were using Gemini. You said you were using Gemini.
No, not Grok. Sorry, as I say, not Grok. Godot. Sorry, not Grok.
Oh,
Godot. Okay. Sorry. Godot was the program I was using. Fucking.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about Grok just before. That's what I've got in my head. Right.
Never heard.
I was going to talk about my love life for a second.
All right, we're all ears.
Because okay. I don't know, do I come across as a very patient person or not?
Interesting. Patient.
Because I know. Will you
hold on?
Here,
can you just wait till we find out? Okay, just. Sometimes, you know, you've told stories to where you're patient.
Yeah, so you know? I feel like I'm a very patient person, and
I'm
one of these people that, like, obviously I have a persona within the podcast and stuff like that, but in real life, I'm very patient, and like, kind of, I don't know, I've got a kind of a very calm. I've got my, I'm the human equivalent to a golden retriever, 100%. Which I can accept that. Now, I like sending Kale messages, you know, there's kind of like the proper soppy stuff, like, oh, I love you, you beautiful, stuff like that. Now, Kale, on the other hand, Kale has a tendency to, she likes to, I don't know, she likes to get reactions out of me, or at least attempt to. And I have been keeping a list of some of the things she said to me. And bearing in mind, this is over the past 48 hours, and these are things that she'll just sit there, and then she'll turn, and she'll be like, she'll say something to me, and and here's the first one. I'll go, you know, you basically have a giant clit for a dick. Clit dick. And
what?
And so here's some of the other ones. Holy shit, you actually have tits.
Okay.
And this is what Kale's sending you?
No, she doesn't send it. She looks at me. She's sitting next to me, and she'll just say stuff like this. I've also got, you really are a loser. And you depress me. Holy fuck, you bore me. These are all separate ones. You are an absolute arsehole. Again, these are just out of the blue. There's no context to this. There's no I'm doing something. It's just... she just says these things. I honestly can't stand you. You are eight as a person. And my favorite one from this is about half an hour before the podcast. You are the definition of a cunt. There was no context for this. There was no reason for this. This is just said to me just randomly. So I don't know.
Does she have Tourette's?
Have to deal with?
Because I've heard about that kind of thing.
You're missing the chance.
I mean, she's very expressive.
Okay, Tom, do you need help? I don't know. Does anyone else get this?
No. So Gavar says, my missus said my stomach was hurting particularly around the other day.
Looking particularly around the other day.
Yeah, you read it then. Fuck it. I was trying to be all confident there for a second. Like,
sorry, ruined the confidence.
My missus said my stomach was looking particularly round the other day. I've been going to the gym and the middle isn't toning much. Out of nowhere.
Is this Gavlar? Is this one of these? Does she do this on a routine basis? I cannot be the only person who has to deal with shit like this. Where, like we're sat quietly. You know, I was sat happily coding, and you know, just chilling. She's sat playing a crime scene cleaner or something like that. And it's you really are AIDS as a person. Why? What did I do to deserve that? What did I say?
At the time?
I think she just wants a reaction out of me. I think she wants me to be like
out completely out of the blue.
Completely out of the blue.
I mean, I feel like this does actually check out, yeah. I can actually imagine it.
Why don't you just react and see what and see what happens? Just go like, what?
Oh my God.
Or you should just turn around and say, you're an AIDS of the face.
Such a burn. I'll definitely just that.
Oh yeah. My wife just said you should start crying.
Start crying or just start throwing it back.
I can.
Start you're packing a suitcase.
She actually did that one night. It was like a whole thing. It was over nothing. It was like a whole thing that. But like, so I can. I've really shook with this sort of thing. We've got a guy at work, and he's like one of like the higher ups. I think he's gonna take over the company at some point. I quite like him, but he comes up to me and like, if he sees me in the yard, he'll give me like the V's. And like, I give him it, but I don't mind giving that back because that's kind of funny. But then he comes up and he goes, I'll do it. I'm like, all right, you big bastard. And I just can't. I'm like, I say, all right, shorty, which is so pathetic. And I know, someone said that I should say to him, well, that's what your missus says to me or something like that. But I just don't have the confidence or like the kind of, I just feel it's so mean to do something like that. I just can't do it. I really want to. I want to say something horrible back to him. But I'm like,
yeah, but it sounds like he's going for banter. So you need to.
I know.
You need to learn some banter back chat.
But can he take it?
Only way you're going
to
progress.
Maybe he's just the kind of guy that is used to saying this all his life, and people are just going like, "Yeah, fuck you." And then so
no, he's. I know he can take it. I know he's one of them. He doesn't just give it. I know he wants me to give him some shit back.
Yeah,
I know for a fact
you're
going to
get more appreciation if you do, because he's going to go, "Yeah, that dude knows it. This guy gets me."
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. I just
coming up.
My anxiety brain kicks in and like it starts to struggle. By the way, have you seen Thunderbolts yet?
No.
Okay. No, it looks really good. The new Marvel one.
That won't make any...
I want to see it.
Yeah, you need
well, every trailer looks real good. Have you ever seen
a
trailer
that
didn't look good?
This looks like Endgame good. That sort of like back to what Marvel was good.
Nice.
It is. By the way, there is a reason for that segue, but you have to watch it for me to kind of explain. But there is a theme throughout it, and it is excellent, like fucking excellent.
Well, okay, definitely fair enough.
Say. It's probably one of my favorite Marvel films.
Damn, it's amazing.
Ooh, really?
What that will do? When Ant-Man came out. I had really had no intention. I'm like, what the fuck do I want to watch an Ant-Man movie about? Whatever. Or even Guardians of the Galaxy. I did too. I thought it was fantastic. Even Guardians
really
of the Galaxy. Absolutely fucking amazing.
I love that film.
But I didn't really care to see it because I didn't know the characters. You know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I'm like,
same here.
So those ones, it's like they put more effort into characters that you've never heard of. You know? I don't know. They just have a better storyline. Because it's just too easy to make an Iron Man movie. You know, they just, all right, we just have him flying around. That's
everyone
right, cool.
knows who Iron Man is. Yeah, yeah.
You know, even though Iron Man, I think the first Iron Man was the number one movie. I just thought that was just something else.
It was good. But like, I will say, some of the, apparently this is what we're talking about now. We're talking about Marvel now, so this is where we're on. But like, I will say, there are Marvel films that I didn't like at the time, but now I have a lot greater appreciation for, and I think
like what?
Captain America and the Winter Soldier. I didn't
them. Yeah.
And now, knowing the context of what's gonna happen. And I think that's what the problem's been. And I think that's why people are saying that there's Marvel burnout. It's not Marvel burnout. Like what they've been doing is
they've been
setting up this next stage. Like there's so many of them, like Black Widow. You had to have watched Black Widow, and then you had to have watched
you watched Deadpool 1, isn't it? And then you didn't understand it until you actually watched Loki.
I mean, it really is all intertwined now. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. No, it is very clever how they've intertwined it all. And like you say, watching The Winter Soldier now, because I've gone back and watched all of the, like half of the Avengers again. And going back and rewatching them, understanding what's going to happen or who they become and things like that is so good. So good. Such a nerd.
The only time I'm ever the smartest person in the room when it comes to me and my wife is when there's a Marvel movie playing. And then she was like, then I can fully explain why this is the case, you know, and because it's like the thing I really know about is Marvel MCU stuff. And so it's because I've seen everything more than four times.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just,
I think it's the Star Trek of its time. It's the Stargate SG-1. It's the, like, because you don't get like that comfort sci-fi anymore, or comfort sci-fi / comfort fantasy, where like Xena, Warrior Princess, stuff like that, when it was back in the 90s. Because back in the 90s there was did you have any fantasy sci-fi stuff that you actually liked when you were younger? Like Star Trek as an example.
I'll say Star Wars is quite good when you were younger.
No, not a film. I'm talking about series. There's a particular reason why I'm going down this line. Conan the Barbarian.
Sci-fi.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah, that was good.
There you go. That's a perfect example. So Buffy the Vampire Slayer worked because if you followed it and you went through it and you enjoyed it like as a thing, and you could sit and you can enjoy Buffy the Vampire Slayer however you want. And I don't mean that in a rude way, although there's definitely some sites out there, but we won't go into that right now. But you can enjoy it in the sense of, like, you can watch it from the very start and go all the way through it, and you can work through each one and or you can just, like, and that's the reason why it worked in syndication, where you could just put an episode on and be like, oh, this is episode, like, season 6, episode 2. And you could still sit and watch that because it was that monster of the week thing. But there was still a plot going through that was threaded all the way through to the end. And that's not a thing anymore. That's not something, that there are no TV shows. The only one I would say is Strange New Worlds, where it's episodic, but you can jump into it. I mean, can you think mm-hmm. of anything that's like that now? It all has to have, like, it's, I think...
Supernatural. I know that's not new, though.
But yeah, but that's just been continuing. But, like, I think Dexter ruined TV.
How did that ruin TV?
Because everything had to be like that, because I think like Dexter, or maybe there might be some other ones, but like Dexter was like a watershed moment for TV.
How about Lost?
Where it's Lost again is probably another one where it was a bit of a kind of like, it was like this sudden shift where
previously, if it didn't have a previously on Lost,
I mean, like, you know, Lost, I mean? was a perfect example, like, because you try and skip until, like, if you skip an episode, you are sat there going, what the fuck is going on? What are these numbers? That being said, even if you watch in order, you're still going, what are these numbers? So it doesn't really matter. But there was a few shows like Lost, Dexter, stuff like that, where it was it changed everything. And
yeah, but
now,
if you get engrossed into the story, that is a good thing, though.
It is. But it means, but what it means is that you don't...
You got to start from the start in order to really understand it. Because if you miss an episode, you're not really understanding what is going on.
It is, but it's also, it's not that specifically. What I'm talking about, by the way, Missy just said Doctor Who. There's another classism. But again, that's not really the same, because that's the one that's been carried over. And it's... So, okay. Star Trek. I can watch Star Trek now. I can go back and watch Voyager, Deep Space Nine. In fact, I'm rewatching Voyager at the moment because it was something that I can happily gonna get into. And if it's an episode I'm not as keen on, I can just skip it. That's fine. That episode's shite. I'm not clear on it, but I can go through it. But, like, for instance, there was Star Trek Picard. And that's that kind of that very linear one story between all the episodes, and you have to watch each one. You have to kind of like, you have to be like,
it's one long movie.
Yeah, I'm watching this whole season, and I need to watch all of this. There isn't, but that means that, and because I've already seen them.
Can I disappear for 2 seconds?
Can you what?
Logan needs a shit right while
and
we'll
he
have
won't
to stop.
Poo without me anywhere.
Fucking kids are great.
You
aren't
guys
they?
Can continue, but I have to.
No. We will stop the entire podcast for Logan to have a shit.
Don't worry. Have to, but no, I do need to go and take him.
Let the poo lad shit. Fucking hell.
I'll be 2 seconds, I promise.
All right. The way I think that you're the way I'd like to kind of summarize it in my head, and I'm wondering if it's like basically you're saying that TV shows now are like one extremely long movie. You never watch a movie from the middle point and then just restart it, kind of thing. Yeah. And you're saying, but back in the day, TV shows were basically you could jump in at any time. Like, I don't even remember the very first episode of Star Trek. You know what I mean? I jumped in the middle. Yep. I don't know. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter where you jump in at. It's an episode and you're enjoying it. You could say the same thing about Matlock. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You know, back in the day, you could just watch an episode and there was no, you know, but nowadays there is shows out there. I don't have this in my head or anything, but you can just jump in. All right. But there is 90% of it. You can just jump in. And then there's a little bit, 10% maybe, is where you don't understand because you didn't see any other episodes. You know what I mean? So, but it's coming more frequent now. You know,
it is that is something, but it's that's not like the core of what I'm trying to say. Mm. I'm talking about comfort TV, TV that you can put on, and it's kind of like, even though you've seen it, it's comforting. You don't like Star Trek or more specifically what I was originally talking about, which is the Marvel films. There isn't. Like, there are surprises in it. There's, like, twists, there's turns and stuff like that. But, like, you watch, there's something very kind of like, it's like a nice blanket that you put around you. Something that you feel like, oh, fuck yeah, go on. I want to watch Guardians of the Galaxy. I know I've watched it 16 times, but you know what? I'm fucking watching it again because I just love that film. And there's something, there's a comfort to getting to watch that. And what I'm saying is TV shows, they don't do that anymore. There isn't that same comfort TV thing. Like really, the kind of what took over was like kind of got bigger, or that's even going now, is like the buddy cop drama, which there was a sudden explosion of buddy cop dramas. Like all sorts, like Lucifer or Castle or can't think of any others off the top of my head. But like
Law and Order.
I don't think Law and Order. How was this shit, by the way? We've not stopped the podcast. This is all going in. Someone, bless him, people. Lad. Bones, you missus just said, by the way.
Again, oh, yes.
It's like the buddy cop drama where there's like he's a cop and this person is this with a twist. And, you know.
Sorry, I just think of Baby Legs and from, from Rick and Morty.
Exactly, precisely. but that became the kind of comfort TV, but that's just not as... But there isn't a Stargate anymore. There isn't a Star Trek. There's not a Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I guess
there's nothing
that.
Like that's gone. But Stranger Things isn't that.
Oh, yeah,
Stranger Things is a big...
You can't miss one episode of Stranger Things.
Stranger Things isn't comfort TV. Stranger Things is fucking exceptional,
right.
And I love it, but it's not comfort TV.
How about this? Okay, you... Oh, damn it, I had it in my head there for a second. You're talking about a show. Like, okay, the best shows are the ones that I probably won't watch again. All right, because there's just... Yeah, again, they're not comfort. They're just telling a story that was epic, and you just can't just jump into it. Like, I can't just jump into any episode of Breaking Bad. You know what I mean? I feel like...
Yes.
All right, I got to go all the way back again. The same thing with Lost. I can't just watch one episode and like, no. And like, but then there's How You Met Your Mother. Oh, yeah. Okay, there's an episode. I'm just going to sit. Go.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's it.
Yeah, I get that.
Because if you want to watch Breaking Bad, You've just made a commitment.
Yeah. For the next few weeks, this is what you're going to be binge watching.
Can't just randomly choose an episode either. It doesn't work like that, does it? You've got to start from the beginning again.
I've just asked Gemini, because apparently this is where we're going now. We're now an AI podcast. But like, there is that commitment that you have to sit through and start it, because you can't just jump into partway through. And by the way, so there's 62 episodes across 5 seasons, each between 53 and 58 minutes. So approximately, that is 50 hours nearly of TV. Jeez. 50 hours that you're setting yourself. It's like a full work week that you're doing. And that's too much of a... Whereas, like, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer or How I Met Your Mother. But again, a sitcom is different. I think sitcoms have and always will be. They'll always be that same thing as the kind of that buddy cop drama. That's something that's going to be... I think sci-fi and fantasy has changed.
Well, you said... I just thought of something, all right? Because of the internet, because we get to binge watch stuff now. Before, we weren't able to do that. They weren't allowed to make shows like that.
Yeah.
Like they have now. They basically need to make it binge worthy. You know what I mean? I don't know about you, but I didn't have DVD collections or VHS collections of an entire show. And if I wanted to binge watch something, you know what I mean? As in, like, you basically got to watch it whenever it came on.
Yeah, it was every weekend. The main network.
It wasn't Dexter that did it. It's just that maybe whatever show that was around that time, isn't like, they just made it to where, like, okay, you had to watch this. You had to watch that, you know? And then we can now
Dexter
when Netflix came out.
Streaming, though.
Yeah.
When it first
Sky,
came out.
Though, wasn't it?
Is it FX or something like that? It was. I can't remember who it was.
It would have been a Sky Channel, though, wouldn't it?
Well, it's in syndication with Sky, so that they've bought the rights to it. Or I think that might have been in like a partnership or something like that. FX.
Lost was definitely it was an ABC show.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Lost was Channel 4, I think.
Well, of course, ABC in America, that is. You know, American Broadcasting Company. There we go. Everybody just learned something today. That was the only thing you learned?
Is that what it stands for? Shit. So it's like the BBC, but it's ABC.
I'm thinking of Lost. Holy shit. You're not talking about Lost, are you?
No.
You're talking about Dexter. Yeah, Dexter is Showtime. I know, the whole time I'm like thinking, I don't know. Yeah, Dexter was definitely a Showtime because I don't think that show was able to be on the main networks because it was swearing.
It was obviously fucking horrifically violent. And again, Dexter it's an exceptional show. Like, stuff like that. I fucking love Dexter. Game of Thrones, again, another classic. Like, just, it's so, so, so fucking good. But, like, I think we're kind of, we've really lost something about, like, without having these pop-in, pop-out shows where you can just watch a few. I think
depends who you are. It depends who you are. I'm like...
I can watch shows and stuff randomly.
You might as well just go into the... I missed the day when we didn't have the option to watch whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted. There was something nice about turning on the television and, you know, waiting a few days for your episode. Oh, I got to wait an entire week. Or I got to make sure that I don't make any plans and this is the exact time I have to watch it and all that kind of thing. Oh, I missed those times. You know what I mean? Like, those were the days when we weren't obsessed. you know, you can say the same thing.
Yeah, there were soaps we used to watch every night, though, and things like that with TV.
Home and Away, Neighbours.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Home and Away, that takes me back. Holy fuck.
I know, right?
Air stories you had to follow. You couldn't just jump in. You kind of, well, I mean, you could, but you'd have to get into the storylines.
I don't know. I guess what you're saying,
bingy.
I will say, generally, like kids' TV, when you only had like a couple of hours to watch it, and then that was it. It was over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you check the TV guide...
And it was followed by The Simpsons, and that was it.
it wasn't followed by The Simpsons. There was something else. It was like, there was always something else on...
Simpsons was like... 5:30, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And because kids' TV finished at like So there was always something in between. Yeah. And I think it was like maybe like a game show or some shit like that.
I can't remember.
And then sometimes on
game show.
And then sometimes Star Trek would come on at like at 6 o'clock. And that was like that was the one I waited for. But it was only on like a Tuesday or a Thursday. I can't remember which one it was. But it was fucking
Do you know how so Ireland, right? We had growing up, we had RTE1 and Network 2. Then I think eventually we got TV3, and it was just but then we could get an antenna, all right, that could actually give us some English TV shows, all right, English channels. So we had a BBC1, BBC2, all that, and we didn't get everything you guys got though. Of course, HTV.
What was HTV?
HTV, UTV. It was the one that had ads.
Right. Okay.
So BBC. Okay, but there was ITV? Another one that ITV. Yes, that's it. It was called HTV. All right, but there was this. We ended up getting Sky One as well. Sky One came. I know, right? Just
fuck off.
The antenna. Sky One came, and I don't know how. But here's a cool thing about this now, right? Now, if anybody was listening to this and you grew up in Ireland, you'd understand. But chances are you're not. But so we got Sky One, and that was it. We didn't have a satellite dish, all right? And it was usually like Channel 6 is what we put it on. But again, it was so it would change once in a while, all right? So if there was, I don't know, if there was ever a really big event that was going to be playing on Sky, all right, it would switch over. So if there was ever, somebody had control, and somebody who really liked wrestling, the WWF back then, it would switch to it. And I knew it would switch to it. You know what I mean? Because they were advertising the entire time on Sky One, and then you're just basically, everyone's at their seat. Everyone's at home.
Is this a pirate station?
I think so, and the entire of Ireland had it. All right? So basically, again, everyone would just wait. They're just waiting. Come on, you can change. Come on, you can change. And then all of a sudden, they would change to the wrestling, and there'd be a huge cheer because everybody was into wrestling. Like when it was, I don't know,
back in the day.
Yeah, its popularity. It's pretty fucking popular now. But there'd be other stuff too. It might even change on, I think on a Christmas Day, it would switch to Sky Movies, and that way you had movies all day, and or something, you know. But nobody had control, and you never knew when it was going to happen. And one time it changed it to something weird, and it didn't change back for a couple of days.
Was this just in your
house? Like they forgot. No, this was not at our house, because everyone was waiting. Everyone knew about this, and it was just something that they did. And
what?
Yeah, some people had a satellite dish. Some people got Sky and got all the channels. But somebody, it was like it was pirated radio. You know, they had a really great signal, and they just broadcasted it to everybody, and he got to choose whatever. But it was always Sky One though. Sky One was basically 99% of the time. That was the main channel. And it even on our RTE guide, even on our TV guide, they definitely had Sky One as one of the main channels that we watched when it comes to knowing what was going to be on. But anyway, I just thought that you guys might find that interesting. But
it's genuinely fascinating.
The only thing I had similar is when my mum and dad split up, obviously where my mum lived, there was like, you know, when you got two houses next to each other, like they're built next to, like built adjacent, so like a terrace house.
Yeah.
And the TV was that close to their TV on the other side of the wall. And they had Sky, full Sky, but they had little kids. And like during the day, it would be like a Sky Nickelodeon channel. So like, you'd flick through because my mum had like a proper, even though it was a bit old, like later on, my mum still had like my nana's like TV, you know, where you had to fine tune it in like with a roller thing. And then you had your proper old school TV channels. It was one of those. And I had to get up and obviously change it because we had no remote. And I remember I was tuning it in one day and I'd managed to tune it in, or I'd suddenly found something and it was Nickelodeon. I was like, what? And it turned out that the computers were that close that it was somehow picking up a bit of signal.
That's awesome.
So I found out that obviously during the day and that the kids were watching it, so there was nothing. But later on in the evening, we actually managed to find that they'd put films on and stuff. And sometimes you get to watch a whole film and that. It was crazy. That's as close as I came to it, but nothing as exciting as that.
That is funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the big events. I couldn't get over the big events, whatever it was. But
so random. It must have fucked up there or something.
I gotta Google that to see if there's an answer for that. All right, Gemini.
By the way, I have actually just been Googling it and nothing's come back immediately, but I am genuinely curious as to like what the crack is to that. Because it sounds like pirate TV is what it sounds like, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it sounds like.
I remember being at my aunt's house, and she had Sky. And when, as long as my uncle wasn't there, because if the uncle, my uncle was there, it was golf. Golf was on TV, or sometimes football. And golf is one of them things where, fuck me, it looks boring to play it, but it looks really boring to watch. Like, what is going on? Like, what's going on there? That's fucking wild. But I remember, like, I'd have to get her to put on Star Trek or whatever it was I wanted to watch, because I was like, I just couldn't wrap my head around.
There are so many channels.
Like, yeah. And what do these channels mean? And, yeah. And then she goes, well, if you press this button here, it brings up the whole thing. And you just get this page of like,
this is too much.
Different things. And
yeah, my aunt had the same. It was so exciting to visit my cousins. I was like, oh my God.
It was. But then I'll be honest with you, my cousin, he had, well, originally had a SNES, and then he got a PlayStation. So I just sat upstairs in his bedroom because he's usually out playing like football or something and being like a normal person.
I was going to say that, like a normal person.
Yeah. I just sat and played computer games
by the way,
in his room.
I love golf and I love watching golf. So fuck you.
Do you really?
Oh yeah, I love the golf.
Wow, that's interesting. Again, I'm a, When did you get a concussion?
When did I get a concussion? when I first learned that I could actually swing a club and the ball went where I wanted to go. So like, I like this game. I need to keep playing this.
Actually, the very first time
I did it, right? Again, it was pitch and put. You know, like a treat. Okay, let's just. Just say yes to everything I'm saying. So, okay, just normal people understand this. But again, it was just a small little three par. Okay. And three par.
Oh, yeah.
And I've showed up first thing in the morning and I thought it was just amazing. You got two clubs. You got one that hits the ball far and you got one that hits the ball into the hole.
I think we got more than that.
Not in pitch and putt. That's what you got. You got a pitching wedge and a putter. Okay, but I went and played and I just couldn't stop for the entire day from basically 9 o'clock in the morning all the way to like 5:30. And I say 5:30 because I know that I had to go to mass at 6 o'clock. And this is on a Saturday. Remember, Ireland, you know, otherwise I had to do it on Sunday and I didn't want to do it on Sunday. All right. Cause I have to get, you know, Sunday is a morning one, but I didn't stop playing the entire time. I didn't have an ounce of water and a bite of food the entire day. I just couldn't stop playing.
Wait, otherwise you would have to go in the morning. Why would you have to go?
Well, because I didn't go the night before.
Yeah, but why would you have to go?
I don't know. We were always required to go to mass every week.
By who?
How old were you then?
My parents.
Oh, okay.
What was your age?
I don't know, 13, 14, 15. 16,
oh, okay.
So
you're a little bit younger. Okay.
You know, anyway, but I didn't have an ounce. So by the time the mass came, I nearly passed out. I nearly fainted. I was because I didn't show up. And, you know, I usually just hang out at the very back. You know, you're standing up. It's like, whatever. You're not really paying attention to anything in a way, you know. But yeah, I literally, everything just went black. And like, I had to find the exit by my, you know, by just pushing around, you know, and looking for a light. But anyway, yeah. You know, I was addicted to it. It was just it was great. You got to hit a ball and put it into a hole. And for some reason, that's something that people like.
I don't understand why. You had free Sky One. Why were you even outside?
I don't know.
This has baffled me. Like, I don't know. The fact that you had to go to
it sounds like a normal thing to say. It's because I didn't want to go in on Sunday. But why do you have to?
Yeah.
Well, if I don't go on Saturday.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit EnduranceWarranty.com. EnduranceWarranty.com.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. I have to go on Sunday. It's a simple. What do you want? Part of that, don't you understand?
I never got religion.
No, I never got it.
I never could wrap my head around it. It fucking baffled me.
I've got a friend that's fully religious.
Remember, now half our listeners are probably people who believe and all that. So let's not.
And that's fine. And I have no. I personally have no. Like, in a day, you believe what you want to believe. That's fine. But. It was kind of like the fact that I was kind of made to kind of like I'm forced to believe this is what it felt like. I'm being told you need to believe this, and this is absolutely. But even back then, I was like, but how can that be possible? I mean, if you think about it, the Vikings, they. Like someone at some point like came up with the idea of Jesus and was like, yeah, so this is our religion now. This is what you all believe in. It's the baby Jeebus. The baby Jeebus is what we believe. There's none of the other things. Whereas Tom, like, even the Romans,
mock it. Come, just have a little respect.
Why are you caring? Right, you're
just saying Jeebus. You know what I mean? You're trying to be funny, but you've got to respect the listeners a little bit, all right?
I respect
them. Very dangerous territory there.
It's not the first time we've been on this podcast. But the reason why I said Jeebus is because Talladega Nights. I can't hear Jesus anymore without the Talladega Nights. It's this tiny £9.
I've not seen that at all.
What? How have you not seen Talladega Nights? It's fucking great.
Is that a film?
I like the baby Jesus. That's my favorite one. No one else.
Yeah, okay, no. I'm aware of everything. You know, of everything you're saying. I remember, you know, Shake and Bake. You know, as in like why do you always say baby Jesus? And he's not a baby anymore. He actually did. Like, well, that's my favorite one. Yeah, yeah. That's the reason why. Because so he all during Grace before dinner before your, you know, he says they always amazing. He always brings up the baby Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
It's a good
Jesus was a man. It was the fact that, like, you know, like look at the Vikings, look at the Romans, they had all of their gods, but you were literally being taught about at school, and like these their gods there, but how did they believe in this and then suddenly these people believed in that? I mean, it made no sense to me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not. Like for me, I've always.
Are you asking why people believe in the Christian faith?
Maybe.
Or just religion in general.
Well, a lot of the time, people believe it because they were forced to by the Pope and all his stuff because they had to, you know, it was a huge moneymaker for them. You know what I mean? It was a huge moneymaker for them to not even read as well. So that way, you always had to go to church in order to get all your information. You know, so sometimes they made it illegal to know how to read. You know, is this because now you're actually going to actually get your own proof and all that kind of stuff? And of course, you got the translation of what it was, because obviously it wasn't written in English. So then it had to be translated by somebody who actually understood English. And you know, so again, it's just that's one of the biggest questions you could even ask that we shouldn't even be discussing here. You know what I mean? It's just one of like basically, you know, the Christian or. Christian Catholic religion is the biggest one. Yeah, it's just a huge moneymaker, and a lot of it was convincing people that they were in power and they were, you know. But again, that's just my belief, and it just makes more sense to keep people in fear and to tell them, you know, instead of kind of having them have their own opinion. But a lot more people are getting
I don't even think it's fear. Well, by the way, we're going down a fucking dark rabbit hole here. But it's not
getting onto religion? What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Listen, just fucking roll with it. It's where we're going.
Because I talked about mass, and yeah, I was just more right. like, but I had to go.
But like, I find like for some like, and right. Let me generalize here, but let me caveat my generalization, because I understand that this is absolutely a generalization. And if you're listening to this, I'm not saying that this is about you in the slightest. I'm not saying that I believe that. Because if you believe whatever you believe, that's fine. But from my personal experience, a lot of the people who are hardcore into religion are trying to find forgiveness for something that they've done themselves, and they are too scared almost to go to the person that they've actually done something against, and they're trying to find forgiveness in a deity of whatever that thing is. I don't know what's going on with Chloe's screen now. We'll just pop our head through that. But I don't know. Thanks,
of course, David, I'm the only person you're looking at, because Chloe's not actually on the screen because she's a dinosaur. Yeah. I'm gonna try.
I'm a dinosaur. Oh, please tell me I'm a dinosaur.
No, I will make you as a dinosaur this week. Last week she was.
I did like the unicorn.
Yeah, last week she was a unicorn. We can't see Chloe because Chloe's camera's broken, and she wasn't there to pick up her package.
But you can Saturday. as the YouTube audience.
I actually was.
Yes,
but no one knocked on the door. Nobody knocked on the door.
Seriously.
Yep, seriously, no one rang the doorbell. Knocked on the door, didn't even hear it. I was in. Yeah,
okay, yeah, I've definitely done that before.
Yeah, so hopefully I can make you as a dinosaur this week. We'll see if that's an option.
Logan will be very happy about this information.
Yeah, I figured.
I don't know.
Exactly.
As far as the religion stuff, that's what I found personally. I mean, what do you feel like? What's your thoughts about it? Like, looking back, as someone who was also like forced to go through it. I mean, are you religious, David?
No, I don't believe in it. I know. I even told my parents way early too, as I'm like, I'm just going because you tell me to go. You know what I mean? I really don't care. And you know, okay, here's another reason why I went. There was a lot of girls that I liked that went. And I kind of, you know, I like to stare at them from a distance.
Right, you know? Well.
But yeah, I did tell them. I didn't tell them very often. I was like, whatever. You know, I don't really believe. You know, I'm like, oh, don't be, you know, like, God forbid, like that. You know. But like, even my grandma, she thought I was actually going to be a priest. You know, I don't know why she thought that.
Honestly. I could actually see you being a priest.
You would make, yeah.
I'm just saying, I could definitely see you being a priest.
You should go for the new pope job.
Yes, I should, because I'm a bishop. I'm a cardinal, or whatever it is.
Pope David.
No, there's potentially going to be a pope pizza.
What?
Is his name Pete? And then
no. His last name is Pizza, or it's like it translates to like pizza dancer or dance of pizzas or something.
Amazing. That's he deserves it.
Yeah, I hope so.
He totes deserves that.
At least you'll actually remember who the Pope is this time.
So now my wife watched this show more than I did. I just watched it here and there, and then she gave me a little bit of a recap on it. But it was basically Scientology. And basically,
what show is this?
She watched Scientology. Do you need help, David? Oh my God! Do I need to get you out of there?
All right, you want me to finish?
I do, yeah. But I was going to make another joke about Scientology and ask you how you. But I was trying to remember what it is. Is it Therons? How are you Therons?
I can't remember. But it was basically how corrupt they are and what they will do to get away with stuff. You know?
Oh, those and dudes! So, yeah.
Thank you.
They had a lot of. Celebrities who kind of came out, especially one particular, the one from King of Queens, the girl in King of Queens. You know,
isn't it Tom Cruise as well as one? Isn't it?
Well, he's the main, but he's still in there. I'm talking about the person who actually tried getting out of that whole thing, and started talking about it, the bad stuff that happens, basically, and how they actually got religious status. So now they don't have to pay taxes, because in America, you don't have to, if you're a religion, you don't have to pay taxes. And so they got the exempt status. So whatever that status is. But anyway, it was just very interesting and what they will do, and basically what they did to actually get it. They like basically would look up they would go into dumpsters and get all the information about them as much as they possibly could, and then just basically blackmail them into getting the status that they wanted and to be a complete real religion, which is absolutely insane, because they have a lot of really powerful people in there, you know, like Tom Cruise or John Travolta. There's a ton of other people too, you know, that are in there that will but yeah, it's absolutely insane, you know. But again, it's a religion, you know, a sci-fi religion. Well, kind of a little bit similar to Mormonism. Well,
is it Ron L. Hubbard? He once famously said, if you want to get rich, make a religion. He said that, and then he made Scientology. So, yeah, that's like a... Yeah,
I wonder how far off... This is going to be terrible. I wonder how far off we are for Trump to make his own religion. You know, if he...
I think we've already got there.
Yeah, or he's just... Yeah, it's quite ridiculous. Anyway,
although his popularity has taken a fucking nosedive, holy fucking shit, it's taken a nosedive.
Why? What's he done now?
What hasn't he done? But it's mainly the fact that people are losing a lot of money.
I do tend to avoid a lot of it because I just don't like.
I've been avoiding a lot of it too, you know. And I just thought of something there, you know. You know, he actually owned a casino back in, I don't know, it's like Atlanta or somewhere or another, you know.
Home Alone?
No, he has casinos. That was in New York, and that was a hotel. All right, but he actually tried the Taj Mahal or something like that. Okay, right? He put so much money into it. He put so much of everybody else's money into it and all that kind of stuff, but it ended up failing. Because he wanted the best. He wanted the best, and he wanted to be the kingpin of it. He wanted to be the face of it. He wanted everything, you know, and it was just like, I feel like he's, that's how he's kind of running the country right now. He tried his absolute, oh, by the way, that casino failed. And because he just put, you know, it was his ideas, and it was, and God forbid you actually, didn't do as he asked to, and he had to make sure. One of the things he actually had in the Taj Mahal is that if you were not white, if he was on the floor, they didn't want you. He didn't want to see you. So if you were of ethnic group, not white, he didn't want to see. Yeah, so basically the managers made sure that if you were black or if you were Mexican or whatever, right, you were not to be seen. You know, so that was just one of those things. Hey, is it true? I don't know, but I'm going to go ahead and push that out there. it failed, and I feel like he's kind of doing the same kind of approach with the
I've just asked Gemini to make me the list, and it does first one brings up, it's actually Atlantic City was Taj Mahal. And then the Trump Plaza Hotel, again, Atlantic City. Trump Castle Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, also failed.
This is a list of failures.
These are all a list of his failures. These are just casinos and resorts, multiple bankruptcies. Plaza Hotel, really? Trump Hotels, and of course, casino resorts. Trump Entertainment Resorts, successor to Trump Hotels. I don't know if success is the right word. And then other ventures, Trump Airlines, Trump University, Trump Vodka, Trump Steaks, Trump Mortgages, GoTrump.com, Trump The Game, Trump Magazine, New Jersey Generals, Tyranny Trump as a cycling stage race intended to rival Tour de France. It ran for 2 years before losing Trump as a sponsor. Tyranny Trump.
So he's actually a failure then.
Yeah.
So he's not actually that successful. Well, he is. Tour de
Trump
has
to be my favorite thing I've ever read.
No, yeah, wow. That's basically it. But he won't ever say that he's ever failed. He won't even admit that he's ever had bankruptcy. You know, and he'll never admit to failure. He will never admit anything that makes him look bad. And I think that's brilliant. I respect the guy for that. I respect the guy who he will do whatever it takes. All right, and he just doesn't care. Hey, I want to be again. It's just more of like this. It's like he's playing a video game. You know how you don't give a shit.
I suppose it's like,
you know how you don't give a shit about the NPCs that you actually in a video game. You don't care. I mean, most people.
No. Because I stop at the red lights in GTA.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Exactly.
He
it's
doesn't
more
care.
Fun to try and drive sensibly sometimes because it's really
sometimes
hard.
Sometimes it is, yeah.
Sometimes it's really hard to try and do it. It's quite entertaining.
I don't know. Yeah. I just find when I stop at the red lights in GTA and I follow the road conditions and I do all of that stuff there, when I have to do a proper chase and I have to get somewhere quickly, it makes it feel more fun because I'm doing something ooh, bit special, ching, 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 bit different.
The little cash stamp symbol when you get a fine in GTA.
Also, when the exception is when I'm playing online with Phil and Kels, and it's just fucking hell for leather. I've got my Calico GTI or whatever it is.
I got an engine that's like a 10,000 horsepower, and I made it pretty heavy too, so way I can kind of basically blow through the traffic and like their cardboard or foam. You said Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking. For some reason, I thought you were talking about the other one. What's the truck game? What's the truck game?
Trucking Sim.
Truck Simulator. I'm so sorry. Okay, never mind. So GTA.
Wait,
you stop at traffic lights.
10,000 horsepower engine.
Yeah, it's just a mod.
What does that do?
Wow.
Oh, you how go you super fast.
That?
Zero to 60 instantly.
Jesus.
Yeah, and you're just flying. It's like you're watching a time lapse of somebody
playing. Is it really? That's amazing.
Do you know what that actually does sound like?
What?
An electric truck.
I was going to say, that would
Who of us has ever driven an electric truck? Like, seriously.
Well,
I'm glad you asked now, David. Because none other than me. Yeah.
You?
I know.
That's amazing! Tell me more!
Well, I can't keep it up. I drove an electric truck this week, in case I hadn't let you know. You know.
Okay.
But I didn't only drive an electric truck. I also got film driving. Definitely just the one. I got filmed driving it by a full-on film camera crew.
What?
Did they have? Are you calling someone's cell phone a full-on film camera?
No. No, you know, like a full-on, like you'd see like in the movies, like behind the scenes, full-on, like they had three cameras. They had a full-on flying...
All right.
Flying dude in the
air.
Wait a second. Hold on.
How have you not even How
did you get this job?
To us?
How did you get... where did this come from? Like, all of a sudden, Helen, like, you, what do you do? Okay, perfect. I got something for you. All right, serious. And like, you know, and was he wearing a beret? I just pictured a beret.
So, in all fairness, this is through my work, right? So obviously they've done a video on EMS, like a publicity sort of video for like online for their websites, things like that. So it, you know, just understanding EMS, but they've done it like a little mini documentary sort of thing. So it's going to be quite interesting to watch it when I finally gets released. I'll show you the clip or send it to you. And basically they had a full on script of how they wanted to do it. And they had like sayings and they knew I did YouTube at some point.
Okay.
They've seen my YouTube channel. Yeah. And it literally said that they wanted to speak someone in the yard, someone in the office, and then Chloe.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, I'm not even kidding.
So you were chosen.
I was chosen. So literally my boss went, oh, Chloe, I need you for filming this week. I was like, so what? And then he went on to explain and show me this. And it was like, yeah, you've got to be there. I was like, what? And he's like, oh, and by the way, I thought, oh, okay, I'll be taking him out in my row. I was like, you know, second, I know what I'm doing. No. You got to drive the skip lorry and take him out and explain the skip lorry and things like that. And I was like, what? I was like, you realize I've never driven the skip, like the electric skip lorry. He's like, yeah, you'd be all right. You'd be fine. I was like, yeah, but it's a while since I've done skips properly and I've got to look all professional and shit. Yeah, you'd be fine. Brilliant. Okay. So I had to jump in this, like it was busy day as well when I was doing it. So I had to jump in this skip lorry and then load up with a bin. And then I had to take him down to like Exmouth near where we are. And I had a guy sat in the car with me. I had my boss in a car with two other people and cameras. I had a full-on microphone on me And like the guy was filming me as I was driving and like talking to me and asking me questions, and I had to sort of like try and do like a little interview while driving and do like
Were you all dolled up?
No, I didn't know. I thought about it. Should I have, yeah, maybe I should have done. I go back to the footage and you know, like they one of the bits later on, obviously you know when they do like documentaries and you have a bit where they do like the camera zoom around, pan around to you, and then someone's like posing. I had to do that. And I was looking at the camera going, you are full on getting my double chin right now.
Okay, as like the camera was like maybe like 2 feet from the ground, and then they're doing that, or is it where they're looking, where you're looking down?
No, so
it?
The guy literally just kind of like zoomed around slowly, like, and went like around me almost. So then I had to kind of like pose and look at the camera.
Were you at least folding your arms?
Yeah, I had one arm on my hip.
Okay, this is not like modern. This is like one of them kind of like, well, you know what that reminds me of? Scrap heap challenge. That's what they used to do for the teams, scrap heap challenge.
Yeah. This is literally what they did with me. And but we went down anyway. I obviously got the postcode, knew where the job was, knew it was an 8 yard skip exchange. So I basically had to go down with them and then take them there, and then I had to turn up. And then the customer was obviously aware, and he came over and he was like, "Oh, all right, darling." He's like, "So we've got a bit of an issue," and I had to be like all sort of like professional for the cameras. "Oh, that's okay. What, sir? What's going on?" He says, "Well, I don't know if you want to come and look. It's a bit awkward. Something's happened. Blah blah blah. You might struggle." I was like, "We'll give it a go." But, you know, I had to be all like, "Yeah."
But then you turn the corner. There's a car upside down in the skip on fire.
Yeah, we've got an issue. No, there was a bunch of tankers. It wasn't that bad, to be fair. And I was like, "We'll be all right. It's a bit of fun, isn't it?" Sort of thing. And then obviously they had the cameras on me, and like I had to reverse back and then get out and do all these jobs. And like every the moment I got out of the truck, I had to pretend and do it professional and then look at the camera and smile. I'm just gonna put the skip off now and like make up some bullshit. And anyway, I did all the job and they were like, "Oh, it was right. It was, we've had, you know, like weather we've had this week has been fantastic, hasn't it? Let's be honest."
Awesome, yeah.
And it was right on the seafront. Literally on the seafront, so we had all this beautiful view, and they had a drone up in the air.
That's the reason why they picked that site. But go on.
Yeah, and I literally said after, well, they weren't expecting it. They were like, "Fuck me." I was like, because it was the customer. They knew that we could do it without getting loads of forms filled in and shit like that.
Yeah.
And anyway, we turned up and we were just like, "Fucking hell, this is stunning." And they had the drone, and I said, "Look, do you want me to drive up and down the Esplanade so you can get some really cool footage with the drone?" They're like, "Oh my god, could you?" I was like, "Hell fucking yeah, as long as I can have some cool footage of it." I was like, you know, because how amazing, like once in a lifetime chance to do that, drive a truck up and down, have this cool bird's eye view. And I was just like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do that." Like, why not take advantage of that? So at some point I'm gonna have all this cool footage, or I'm gonna have this awful view of me with a double chin. Not sure yet.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
Well, that is fucking cool. That is so. Like, we'll say,
honestly,
I remember when I was on for Travis Perkins, and when I was recording, and I obviously when you were like, with
are
Travis
you gonna try one up her?
No, you're not.
Okay, just making sure
you can't compete with this.
No, as in like you work.
He's gonna try though.
You need to try and be all like super professional, and yeah, then you try and remember what the actual. And there's nothing like, there's that block of like, what is the correct procedure? Because like, obviously you're not supposed to just kind of be on like hanging off the edge while using the thing. You have to be kind of standing at a certain position and like kind of make sure you're wearing your helmet and all this. And you're like,
yeah,
can't remember what I'm supposed to fucking do. What's the correct way of doing this?
What is the procedure here?
I can use the hair while driving, can't I? It'd be right.
But in all honesty, though, as aside to actually going back to the electric truck as well, that I only just like winged it and managed it. Well, I didn't manage it, but got in. My God, you put your foot down and you're gone.
Yeah.
Honest to God. And it's so quiet, right? As we were driving up to the seafront, it was that quiet. I could see people not realizing I was there, and they were just walking in the road. And
I'm just like, I thought they're supposed to make a noise.
It doesn't make a noise. All you can hear is obviously because it's a skip lorry, you can hear the chains going clang, 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 clang every now and then.
There's this Tesla who lives across the street from us, and every time he's in reverse, I can hear it from inside our house. And when you're in reverse, it makes a noise that you can just hear. I'm like, ring. It's like a ringing noise. It's just kind of annoying, actually. I'm like, windows are closed and everything, and I can still hear it. But when he's going forward,
intentional.
I can't. Yeah.
Like that's
like a deep traveling noise or something.
It's you're in reverse, and you're not expecting cars to go backwards most of the time.
The whole idea is the. One second, I have to just quickly, because Phil has just put in a thing saying 6 deaf people killed by Chloe. It doesn't matter how quiet the thing is. The deaf, even if it was the loudest one ever, they're still gonna. If they were blind. Now, that would be a problem because they can't hear it and they can't see it. So that's a big issue. But like, for deaf, it doesn't matter what volume it's at. But no, they are supposed to have a noise that they actually intentionally... That's the reason why the Tesla makes a weird noise as it's reversing. They've added that. That's something that they kind of do as on purpose.
Most electric cars down here don't really make much noise, though, I've noticed.
Well, they're supposed to because...
I would like to install a train noise on it.
Oh, what? A what? Noise?
A train noise. How much people get out of your way then?
That's awesome. Some people have actually train horns, which is louder than a truck horn. It's like, oh,
yeah,
it's awesome, but terrible.
Well, like an air, like a oh, yeah, like it's an air horn, whistle.
But it's
like
an air horn, but on another level. Because then I've
also heard
are...
the tugboat one. What's the ship ones? You know, they're even extra loud again, you know, and it's just,
I wanted to put, I'd like to put a harmonica underneath it. So the next person that drives it goes like, what the fuck is that noise? You know, as they're driving along.
Mark Rober came up with this one. He was like, cars should have 3 horns. You know, you got the horn where you're angry, you got the regular horn, and you got the horn where like, just kind of like, you know, if somebody's kind of, you just want a little beep, like a beep. You know what I mean? So yeah, he created 3 horns, and one was just a little beep. It was not even a thanks beep, but like, let's just say you're in a parking lot and you don't want to be too loud, but you just want them to know that you're there. You know what I mean? So like a little beep, beep. Yeah, you know, yeah. And then he made the train horn in there too.
You know, when you try and do like a beep beep like noise with your truck horn, and then you to say thanks or something, you're like beep beep like that, but it's like a blah, blah. And then you accidentally don't get the individual beep right, so you just get a burp and skitter, and they're like, what? Like, literally, I'm so sorry, I'll say thank you. I do that quite a lot.
I will say, you cannot hear a harmonica outside the cab.
Can you not?
Okay. You can't. I know this because when
would get annoyed by it, surely.
No, they don't. I know this because I've done this. I bought a harmonica on Amazon for cheap, and I cable tied it to the front of a truck,
right?
As a prank. And no, you can't hear it at all. I can't remember where that was. I think it might have been at Dent Logistics. I did that to someone as a joke.
What about?
And there was nothing. No, nothing.
What about if you sellotaped a bit of paper underneath? Because that makes quite a broad noise, doesn't it, when you get going?
I don't know. I definitely tried the... see if we can try and find a picture of it.
I feel like it. If you could get something that mastered an awful noise.
I can't find it. Oh, no, sorry, it wasn't Amazon. I bought it at... there you go. It was £1.49 for a retro harmonica. And... for the life of me, I cannot think where I fucking bought that. November 4th, 2022. But yeah, I cable tied to the front of someone's truck and they couldn't hear it at all.
Could have been
fucking amazing if they could. I just like the idea of them like, what the fuck is that sound?
Yeah. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, that would be amazing, honestly.
Right. Shall we end the... do you want something, David?
I was hoping I could get a little advice.
Go on.
All right. So I have, thanks to AI, created an option on my game now to where the American user so far, all right, or I wouldn't say the American users, people who are playing the American game, can actually choose their own truck type, their trailer type, their trailer size, and their axle position. And so, you know, so I don't want... to just make it an update, and then people get the option. Okay. I want to make some money off this because I worked really fucking hard. Like, I'm literally changing my entire game to where, you know, people can just choose whatever. If people can choose whatever trailer they want, you know, they can just fly through my entire game, really. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to ask AI to, like, okay, if they use this truck, they get this many points. If they use this truck, they get the maximum amount of points. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. It was hard enough to get them to fucking put it to where, you know, I can get it where you can even just change. So that was really difficult. I probably tried like 15 different times to try to get this to work. We finally got it, you know? And so I was just kind of thinking, maybe, because in my game, you can play it completely for free with ads. All right, or you can pay to get rid of the ads, or you can pay to unlock a couple of campaigns, or one campaign, or all the campaigns. All right, so I was kind of thinking, isn't like I don't want to be that asshole. Oh, he's just a fucking cash grab. I'm like, but we're trying to make money here. Like, why are people? I always
just include it with free ads, as long as they go with free ads, and then that way you're not adding something, you're giving something. What you're actually doing?
How
is
would
for those
I
people
even
who
benefit?
Already have, huh?
How would I? Sorry, maybe I don't understand you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right. So I'm guessing you're saying with all that, the extra features that you're adding to it, mm-hmm. you want that as a paid thing. Well, if you increase the prices and be like, oh, well, you've got to pay for this to get this, people will hate you and they'll fucking switch off from you. But if you say to them, hey, if you get ad-free or one of the other packages that you've got, then you also get this custom, or you can have like custom mode where you can use the trailer in any of the things. Obviously, to beat the actual game, you have to be able to use the trailer it gives you, but you can also do it as a...
There is no beat the game, really.
Well, it's no different to so there's a few games where you can... change the difficulty settings on it, and you can play the game.
So
you can do it, but
you can't get 3 stars unless it's with the original combination. Well, you can have whatever. Well, okay. So because basically the truck, okay, you got your regular truck, which is just your standard everyday sleeper truck. All right, that's where. And then the next one is your Peterbilt one. You know, your flat nose. Those take a little longer to turn. You know what I mean? So you need more area to maneuver those. Then the number 3 is a day cab, you know, shorter truck. So that means that's easier. And then the 4th one is actually a yard truck. All right. You actually, the kind of truck that you'd see at a big huge customer that moves trailers around, they can turn on a dime.
Like a shunter. Yeah.
Yeah, a shunter. So that's an option. And then number 5 is like a single axle, which is very similar to the yard truck, but a little, you know, or like right in between the yard truck and a day cab. And then, of course, you have a cab over, which is very similar again. Again, it's something I have to just eyeball it, but they make it to where it's easier. But so I like that to where, see, this is why I'm asking. And I love this. Thank you very much. Because I was thinking as in like just saying it, and like, hey, any purchase gets you the option to change your own vehicle. All right. So I had a similar idea, but the way you're putting it, though, is as in like, here's a bonus feature you get with if you unlock all the things.
Yeah.
But I can make it too to where I think Grok, Elon's AI, would be able to implement it to where they can only get 3 stars if they use the original combination. Now, there is some ones where I can actually lock down. Like, you have to use the default setting for that level. You have to. It's just because I've got 100-foot trailers going on. And if you use a 20-foot trailer, well, obviously you can fucking complete that. You know? So... so I've made that, but at least I don't know, because some people are like, oh, I just want to be challenged. You know what I mean? So maybe they get extra stars. They got a 4th star. I don't know. But I like that. The way you're saying it, though, it makes a lot more sense. It's like, here's a bonus. All right. So I've given you guys a bonus for anybody who has ever have purchased anything, or anybody who will be purchasing it. You got a bonus of you can configure your own vehicle and play whatever you want. So I like that. This is why I asked. And I really appreciate your feedback. And I'm going to be,
but make sure when you do sell it as like you get this free to all paid ad free users is a free upgrade.
I wonder if you want to play with a different combination, they could watch an ad. You know what I mean? As in, like, is that? I hate ads personally. I hate them. I fucking hate them. It destroys me. It kills me. But like, okay, well, you don't have to watch ads. You could just pay the $1.99 and get rid of them, you cheap fucking bastard. Like, what people won't pay when it comes to games nowadays. You know what I mean? It's like, just fucking pay. Who cares?
You know, just,
I don't know. People. Can I tell you about a comment? Like, I won't say a comment, a review. All right. Now, this guy, actually, his review got taken down because he used profanity in it. He said, as in, like, oh, I love this game. I played every single level and all that kind of thing. As in, like, it was just awesome. And this was the European game now. And all of a sudden, he got a new update to where you can only play half the levels now. And if you want to play the rest of the levels, you're going to have to pay. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, by the time I didn't even get a chance to respond to him. I'm like, I got to make money. Do you realize this is my time I'm using up? You get paid for your fucking job. How would I try to get paid for my fucking job? You know what I mean? What's the difference here? You know, let me. But yeah, anyway. Sorry, yeah. That's me venting.
Has David lost it that much that he's frozen?
Yeah. David has got so angry about the situation, he froze. He completely froze.
His internet can't take it. It's just the rage.
Because obviously... different moods come through at different bandwidths, and rage just comes through at just a much, much higher bandwidth.
That face is frozen on as well. You can see the pain.
It is, yeah. Well, so tell you what we'll do is we'll segue into the what's the other one? Also, we asked Davey's wife, or she gives us questions. What would we call that? My wife. My wife gives
facts
questions.
Facts of wife. Is my facts of wife?
Facts of wife. That's it. Yeah, we're going to smoothly segue into facts of wife.
Hey everyone, Ball and Chain here. I don't have the facts of wife for you. I'm sorry. We had an internet issue and had to stop recording, and the guys just haven't gotten their shit together to continue the recording. So there is a facts of wife, but there's nobody here to answer the questions.
I'm here. I can do it. But it probably won't be the same without the other two clowns. So go ahead and just do that little bit of an outro for them.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't listened, how'd you get this far? We will see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening. And again, my apologies that we ran out of time. We had a lot more stuff that we wanted to talk about. We had the facts of wife and everything. Yes, thank you to my wife for providing the very end of the show there. That was much appreciated. Tom does not know that I'm doing this because he was supposed to actually record this another time. But I never got on top of him about it, so he didn't do it. And of course, I need to get this podcast out for tomorrow. But anyway, thank you very much again. We have Patreons that I would love to thank. All right, you can also see their list of names on the very start of the YouTube video. So don't forget to, like, you know, the very first few seconds. But anyway, so we have our mega supporters. All right, we have I'm having an orgasm. Jack Goodwin, Justin Reaney, Phil Starkey, Stephen. Oh, Stephen just goes by Stephen Patterson. Just goes by Stephen now. Okay, fair enough. And of course, we have this month's giveaway winner is Trucker Naza. So Charlie Miller has changed his name to this month's giveaway winner is. So yeah, the list I give Tom every week, it's been the same list for a while now, and I didn't realize people were actually changing their names. But anyway, so. And of course, we have, obviously, this month's giveaway winner is Trucker Naza. Of course, the Patreons, who we love, but just 50% less, because that's 50% is what less is what they give us than the mega supporters. All right, we have Big Mike, Gavin Williams, Neil Rees. And of course, and even less love goes for Danny Flynn, the wanking master, because he's even less than the second tier. But anyway, all right, I tell you to go to a website, but that website hasn't been available for a long bloody time due to them not renewing it. So yeah, there's that. I got nothing else. All right, again, thank you very much. We will definitely have the facts of wife next week, and I think Tom has some other new thing that he wants to try out. Maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't. Hopefully we'll talk a little bit less about AI and how much it's basically running our lives. But anyway, take care. Bye-bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.